I don't know who provided the inspiration for the Manly Seagulls last
night. Back.
It
was back,
probably
baby.
Zorba. What do they say? Success has many fathers and failures an orphan.
Yeah.
G'day, Zorb.
Morning, boys. Yeah, good to see the club get back last night. They've gone through a tough time, one of the toughest times I can remember. Mm. And I thought they put it together last night with the Trbojevic boys showing the way, a couple of local juniors, which is good.
Are you aware of the offer from the North Sydney Bears consortium to take over things, or but you?
Yeah, actually, it was weird. A couple of weeks ago, I got this phone call. Didn't recognise the number. They rung a couple of times. Then I phoned it back, and I ended up going to have a meeting with this guy. And he said, "Oh, look, North want to buy." And I said, "You know, I don't think it's North Sydney Football Club, but Bears. I think it's something else anyway." I rang Rick Penn, and he said, just ring the bloke back, tell him we won't even have a meeting. We're not interested. Thank him for the offer. Bye-bye. So it's not for sale.
No legs, Orb?
No legs at all. Dead in the water. It was a, I can't say the word, a something offer that really wasn't an offer.
Hang on there. Is the club for sale or just not for sale to those people?
No, the club's not for sale.
Right.
Emphatically not for sale.
So all the stuff we're reading about, Qatari Consortium, Kaspersky's.
Not one offer, according to Rick Penn, has come into the owners. Not one offer.
Would they be open for sale?
No, he said we're not for sale. Well, I can't say it any more clearer, Jimmy.
I understand. I understand.
Hey,
I would have thought everything's got a price.
Well, everything's got a price on it, but he's not looking to sell, put it that way.
I think Jimmy's fishing now. Pete, hey Pete, we'll move on. Before we get to this big game today between the Bunnies and the Dragons, what's your new pet hate in the NRL?
Oh, Ray. Picture this.
Mm?
12 minutes into the second half yesterday at Mount Smart Stadium. Down 24-0. Big James Gavey comes on into the game. First touch. He takes it up at 100 miles an hour, plays the ball, and then stands there for 30 seconds, getting his hairband out to get the hair off his face. Now, I'm sorry, this is a new trend in our game, and I'm for this. If I'm Steve Kearney, the coach, I say to Gavey, if you want to be a prop forward in my team, get your hair cut or become a spectator. I don't want a prop with a headband, and it's happening too much in the game.
Well, he's got Bunty a foul there, and he's got a big head. He's got a big head
as well.
And they didn't score a point against the Roosters. They looked tough, but they didn't play tough.
That's smashed.
I tell you what, I'll tell you my pet hate at the moment, and people talk about reducing the interchange, and we saw it last night. You would have seen it closely. Manly versus the Broncos. They hold up. Oh, I don't know which player it was, and Alex Glenn stays down for 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And all momentum has gone out of not only that set, but the entire game.
Oh, don't get me started, Jimmy. It's this, the fans of the game aren't getting the excitement, that spontaneous excitement of their team scoring a try, because there's hardly ever a try awarded straight away.
Yeah.
It's check this, check that, checks and balances, go upstairs. And it's an anti-climax.
Mm.
And there's Wayne Bennett during the week talking about time wasting on issues with injuries and where play shouldn't be stopped. And you've raised the Alex Glenn issue.
Yeah.
Gee, they're in a bit of trouble, the Broncos.
Yeah.
I mean, Manly played well last night, and they ran them all over the park and up the middle and really found some weaknesses. I don't know where they're going to play Jack Bird next, because he didn't go all that well last night against a couple of very young centres. In the Seagulls side, they've got a problem with where they're going to play Jack Bird, but the Broncos are outside of the eight, and they don't look like cracking it anytime soon.
Yeah, 5 from 5 and Origin coming up. Hey, Zorb, what did you make of the Cameron Smith tackle?
There are lots of discussion on that today, I know. Quite frankly, I don't think it was as bad as a lot of people are trying to make out. He had to answer questions after the game. From the media, he went and apologised to Proctor, I understand.
Yep.
I personally don't think it was intentional or worthy of a charge. I'll be surprised if he gets charged on that.
No, I'm with you on that. Absolutely. And if it was anyone else other than Cameron Smith, it would elicit half the newspaper
exactly.
print and airtime that we've been giving
exactly.
it.
Exactly. I mean, we look, he plays the game on the edge.
Yes.
There's no doubt about that, Cameron Smith. He's not the archangel, but he's also not a dirty player.
No.
We've seen him play over 300 games in the NRL. He's an ornament of the game on and off the field. Geez, let's cut him a bit of slack. I mean, everyone wants to try and give it to him over issues that other players wouldn't even be looked at.
Yeah. Mm.
Hey, you want to talk about the English Super League? I'll say this, that the young Australian coaches over there, Justin Holbrook with St Helens and now Steve Price with Warrington, are going great guns.
Mm. They are going great guns, and so too are some players that are going over there and then coming back. And I think on Thursday night for the Tigers, we saw two examples of that again, with Corey Thompson and Mahe Fanua.
Yep.
Suddenly, the English Super League isn't such an inferior competition in the eyes of NRL clubs. And gradually, season after season, ex-English Super League players are making a real influence in the NRL. I mean, the Burgess boys, James Graham, they've been here a while now. So too, Elliot Whitehead, Josh Hodgson. But those players from Australia that are going over there, formerly it was just a last hurrah for players in Australia who end their careers. I can see the Morris boys going over there and igniting a team. They're still in terrific form. I thought they were great.
Played
on,
well.
On Friday night in that win over Parramatta. They just never stopped running from dummy half. They were a danger every time they got the ball. I still think there's something in those two. I know they've got to leave the Dogs, but I still think they've got a future in our game.
He's still got speed. Defence is still great. And terrific players.
Mahe Fanua won two Challenge Cups over in...
There you go.
Scored three tries in the finals.
Did he really?
Scored two tries in one final, a try in another final. Yeah, so it's incredible. We're getting early to your zapper, but I can't wait for this game today. It's a cracker.
No, I can't either.
Rabbitohs v. the Dragons.
Classic, boys. I think it's going to be a classic. I mean, look at it. Big forward packs. Live wire hookers on both sides.
Yes.
Speed merchant backs that can finish and run 50, 60 metres to score. And then you've got Greg Inglis and Ewan Aitken in the centres. So that's going to be an absolute beauty. Both teams have sharpshooter goal kickers. I like Souths in a high-scoring thriller. Big game for Souths today. I think they can really stand up in this comp. Look, St George Illawarra have done everything right. One loss in the competition so far, and they're everyone's favourite today. But I like South. I like the way they've been playing. I like the brand of football they're playing. Mm. Big game for the young referee, Adam G, and I applaud the fact that we've got a fresh face refereeing a big game today. Just let them play, young fella, and I think it'll be a classic.
Mm. Who are you going for in the Raiders-Sharks game as well, Zorb?
I'm going for the Raiders against the Sharks, even though the Sharks have got a really good record down there.
Another good game,
It's going to be freezing cold, and I think Canberra can win that one down there. Their halves are going better, and on the back of that, they've got some class out wide. I love watching Kotrick play, and that's going to be a good game down there today. But South St George, the arch rivals, I think that's going to be an absolute beauty.
And just before South
to win by 1-12, Canberra to win 1-12.
There you go.
Okay, South 1-12.
Canberra 1-12.
Canberra 1-12. All right, we'll get some prices on that very shortly. I just want to ask you, after Thursday night, Cowboys gone for the year?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yep. You would never think that great career that we've watched and we're watching in its last stages of Jonathan Thurston, that he would never win a game at Leichhardt Oval against the West Tigers. I mean, that just couldn't happen, and they never looked like really winning the other night either. They were outplayed. Gee, the Tigers would love to play every game there. They'd be hard to beat in any comp.
Mm. Well, just on that point then, Zorb, what's your thinking on the suburban grounds issue, which my colleague Buzz Rothfield raised last Monday?
No, you've got to improve them. I mean, particularly the clubs with the grounds that could be boutique grounds. I think rather than spend an absolute fortune on two grounds in the metropolitan area, let's do up the suburban grounds. We've done some up. I mean, look at Cogra, jam-packed the other night. Those grounds look fantastic, full, and I think that's where the game should be going. For the life of me, I can't see why the NRL can't see it. Everyone else can, but they can't.
Dude, that shocked me that you've said that, Zorb. But anyway, that's
a lot of fans agree with Zorb.
I'm joking, Ray. Yeah, okay. Brookvale Oval. What would you do first at Brookie? What would you do with your first 10 million?
I'd get a bulldozer out and I'd get rid of the big rats that are under the grandstand there that you can put a saddle on and run in the Scone Cup.
Very good. Hey, Suncorp Surface, still some concerns there.
Yeah, it was pretty dodgy last night. I mean, yeah. We're talking about playing the equivalent of that dream weekend that they have in England where they play every team over over 2 days. You wouldn't want to do that at the moment. You'd have to be going out, patting down the holes after every game. No, it was pretty ordinary last night for a great ground, and for the life of me, I can't... Well, they're saying it's not getting enough sun and all of that sort of stuff, but it's just not up to par at the moment. It normally is. And if something's really, really good for so long and then it's not, you notice it, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. Absolutely. Good on you, mate. Well done last night. Good win. Great to see you, Tommy T, back in form as well. And we'll speak again next week.
Okay, boys.